Well, they finally went, everything went bust. Mm-hmm. You know, and the people who had bought these $5,000 lots, they couldn't pay for them anymore. And so therefore, they just had to leave them there, you know. Mm-hmm. And they cleared a lot of places out in the woods, you know, and made roads and fire hydrants and so forth, all those places. And then that was just wasted money because they went back to the nature sooner or later, you know. And so the officially, I think they say the boom busted in 1926. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, Florida was broke, and all everybody was broke right then, you know. But in 1929 was when the stock market went broke in New York, you know, and that just added to our misery.
And yourself on top of injury.
That's right. So that's when all the banks went broke here, you know, and everybody who had savings and so forth, the banks busted and they lost the money, and it was a rough time.
That's another thing people might always just read about.
Yeah, well, they didn't have a banking insurance like they do now, you know.
Yeah.
Every bank, every deposit account now is insured up, some of them to $40,000, you know. Hmm. But they didn't have any insurance on them then. And, the bank would try to collect all the assets they could in order to pay off, but they couldn't. And so a lot of people that had thousands of dollars and they got a few hundred dollars back out of the whole deal, though, you know.
Can't win them all, you
know. Everybody learned a lot of lessons, I guess, out of that. There were a lot of reforms made after that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like banking reforms? And
yeah.
Okay. Okay, what are the oldest and largest stores located here in Tampa?
That are presently here now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Moss Brothers downtown is one of the oldest stores in Tampa. They started in around 1890, I think it is.
Wow, I didn't know that.
They were not in that same location, but they, I think they were across the street from where they are now. But they were there since that time. Mm-hmm. I think the Moss Brothers came over from Europe, I think Romania, it seemed like it. And, you know, they always, Jewish people always knew how to start a store. No matter where they went, they could always start one. So they started a small store, and then they just grew and grew. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when the two brothers that started the business, when they finally got so old they couldn't handle the business anymore, they sold out to this corporation, the Allied Stores
mm-hmm.
Corporation, and they've operated ever since. But that's been about, I guess, in the 40s or somewhere along this when they sold out.
Okay.
And then, of course, the banks downtown, the First National Bank's been there since that long, too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, Old Exchange Bank is fairly old, but it's not as old as the First National.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, are there neighborhoods in Tampa that can be identified with any nationality group?
Well, Ybor City definitely can with the Cuban or Spanish type speaking people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a lot of Italians have settled in with them.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ybor City section would be an ethnic group, I would say.
Okay, are there any racial or religious areas in Tampa that are predominantly segregated, you know, like racially or religiously?
Well, yes and no. Of course, you know, in the South, the coloreds have always been separated from the whites. It's not as much so now as it was in the past, though, but usually down by the railroad station was always one section of for the blacks. And let's see, where else was it?